Wisconsin will get $980,000 from the U.S. Department of Justice to upgrade the software it uses to maintain criminal and mental health commitment records. The changes will make it easier for gun sellers to be sure they're not selling a gun to a felon or someone who is mentally unstable. Wisconsin Department of Justice spokesman Gary Hamblin says about half that money will be spent to make Wisconsin's records on mental commitments accessible to gun merchants outside the state, something that wasn't possible until the state legislature passed a law this year expanding access to those records.
Wisconsin, prior to this recent legislation, was prohibited from sharing them with the federal government or any other state. So it really speeds up the process of getting mental health records into the database so that they can be used to determine someone's qualifications to purchase a firearm.
Gun control advocates in the state say they're happy there's more money in the background check system, but Jerry Bonavia of the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort, or WAVE, says until the state requires background checks at gun shows and for gun sales between individuals, there's still a risk of a gun falling into the wrong hands.
Now, in the state of Wisconsin, nearly half of all gun sales are conducted in that unregulated market, where whether we include information in the background databases or not, it won't be helpful because background checks aren't conducted in those unregulated sales.
State legislators rejected a bill requiring background checks for private gun sales during budget debates last year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.